Chris, you've been making cheese for almost 45 years. What's your background? Where are you from and how did you get into cheese making?
I was born and brought up in Luton in Bedfordshire. My mother was a teacher, my father worked in Vauxhall Motors. I had no background in agriculture or food at all. When it came to choosing a career, then the careers mistress went through this, that and the other, and I thought agricultural college sounded like a good idea. So I applied to agricultural college and found that I had to do some practical on the farm. I did 9 months on the farm, and then you had also to do at least 3 months in a dairy. And I found I did not like farming. It's too much like hard work, and I enjoyed my time in the dairy. So at the end of the cheese, at the end of the college course, I wasn't sure what I wanted to do particularly, so I went on VSO for 2 years and spent 2 years teaching in an institute in Kenya on animal husbandry and zoology. When I came back, I got a job with St Ival. I took a year out to do a teaching qualification, but then there weren't any teaching jobs when I'd done the qualification, so I went into St Ival again with a view to doing cheese research, and a year after ended up in the Stilton factory and stayed then for 12 years. After that, I had an offer to go out to Kenya to do cheese making, so I went back to Kenya for 2 years and made cheese, developing new cheeses for a factory that was already established. On my return, it took a while to get a job, but I actually had quite fun not having a job for a while until I ran out of my savings. And eventually, I managed to get a job using the dairy qualification with Milk Marketing Board in their research and development unit. And I stayed there for, again, 12 years, developing cheese and yogurts and fermented products generally. During that time, we started doing short cheese courses, 2.5-day cheese courses, because we were on the site of Reseath College, and Reseath College had lost their dairying instructors. So we started with 2.5-day courses in 1998. Milk Marketing Board closed the unit down in 2001. We were all made redundant, so I kept the courses as mine, having developed them in the first place, and started up in 2001 with AB Cheesemaking. So I teach people how to make cheese and yogurts, and I do consultancy on cheese and yogurts now.
And you teach all over the country, not just in Northampton here?
I teach all over the world.
All over the world. That's good. So if anyone wants to find you, obviously they can come to a course here at the Junior Primrose Kitchen Garden School, but also you're contactable through AB Cheesemaking.
abcheesemaking.co.uk. Contact form on there.
Fantastic. Well, I'm really looking forward to the courses that you're going to teach here.
Okay.
I'm just if I was a mouse, I'd be squeaking.
Fine. I had one person on the course at on Wednesday who said, "I've been stalking you on the internet." I said, "Really? I've never met anybody who stalked me before." Well, or at least nobody's confessed to it.